Okay, this is Sheila Morris. I'm co-executive director of the Waseca County Historical Society. It's April 15th, a Wednesday, and I'm here with Marianne Miller Strom. Marianne was a young bride-to-be on the day of the tornado in 1967 that came smashing through Waseca, the city of Waseca, and Waseca County. Marianne, would you describe that day, please?
It was a Sunday, and my mother, Harriet Miller, and my sister, Maureen Miller, were in St. Paul with me at a bridal shower in my honor. We left there and went back to my apartment in Bloomington to drop some things off and say goodbye. And it was then that my fiance called and said that there were many storms coming through southern Minnesota. So he came over, and he and I got in my car and drove to Waseca, where we learned when we arrived at my aunt and uncle's house that my parents' farm had been totally destroyed by the tornado that came through New Richland. We were all very distraught because Waseca, where I happened to be, was also hit very hard with the tornado. My fiance and I went back to Minneapolis. My mother and my sister were stopped in the village of New Richland by the sheriff because the roads were closed to the farm. They ended up staying, because the home was destroyed, they ended up staying the night with my aunt and uncle, who also had a farm in New Richland.
And at that point, did you know if your father and your siblings were all right?
I did find out that my father and my youngest sister, who was 8, and my older brother had made it to the bottom of the basement stairway when the tornado came over our home. And when they came up from the stairway, they opened the door and there was nothing there. The two-story home had been leveled, pretty much. My father didn't have any shoes on. He had been taking a nap in the living room when he looked out the window and saw that the 40-foot pine trees were bent over. And they all noticed the wind and the noise and went down the stairway as fast as they could.
Wow.
Everyone was safe. No one was hurt. My sister and her husband, who had just arrived that morning from Kentucky for my wedding, and their two little boys, who were about 2 and 1, instead of sleeping, they decided to go into New Richland to visit my brother-in-law's family. And we were very thankful that they had decided to do that instead of going upstairs in the two-story home to get some sleep.
They would have been killed.
They would have been killed.
Yes.
You know, everything was leveled.
Tell me about your experience with communications about this whole event at that time. Did you find out via telephones?
I think that my first communication was when my aunt and uncle and my grandmother Miller stopped by my other aunt and uncle's by Clear Lake and told me that the farm had been destroyed and that they were all at my other aunt and uncles in New Richland, and I was able to talk to them on the phone to make sure they were okay. And my younger brother and one of his friends sat at the end of the driveway that night to prevent looters from coming to the property.
Now, I understand that high school kids came out to help. Many of the farmers were... Did you get crews like that out to your farm, or...?
When I arrived the next morning, all that was really left of our home was the basement, and there was a group of neighbors and friends and in the basement, and they were making coffee and sandwiches, and there were many, many people on the property helping. I honestly can't tell you who they were at the time. Mm-hmm. I was kind of in shock. I think we all were. Mm-hmm. But so thankful that no one in my family had been injured.
Now, you were about to get married on May 6th.
Six days later.
Yeah, 1967. Mm-hmm. And you had some surprises in what you found out in the yard, was it? Or did somebody find it and bring it to you?
Yes, someone found my bridal veil up in a tree with the headpiece. And the veil itself had been destroyed. It was ripped and dirty. And
of course.
I saved the headpiece and had another veil made.
Do you know how far away it was found?
It was probably about 100 yards from the house. There weren't many trees left. We had a lot of mature trees on the property, but there was it wasn't a pine tree, it was some other kind of tree, and it was hanging in that. And one of the bridesmaids' dresses was destroyed, and we never found that or my mother's dress that she was going to wear for the wedding.
And what else was found?
Well, there were some shower and wedding gifts that were on the second floor, just off of where my bedroom was, and had been stored there. Many things that my mother had from her family and from my dad's family. Some of the artifacts were found, some were not. And we did find a hollowware platter that had been bent that was a wedding gift from one of my husband's friends. And I've always saved it just because it was kind of a reminder of that day. And every time I've used it, I've thought about how it got bent.
And you get to tell the story.
And I get to tell the story.
Yeah. Well, your family had a happy ending in your wedding. And... before we go too much further, Marianne, would you give us some context of your family, the names of your parents?
Yes.
And your husband's family and so
sure.
on.
Sure.
Your brothers and sisters.
My father had farmed southwest of New Richland for many, many years, Francis Miller and Harriet Irwin. And my brother still lives on the farm, and he and his wife, Diane, have a beautiful home, which was built after the tornado, and my brother is still farming there with the help of his wife.
Okay.
So.
And you had a sister?
Yes. Okay. I have, I actually have lots of siblings. My sister, Jean, lives near, she lives in Plainview, Minnesota. My sister, Maureen, who was with us on the day of the tornado, lives in Rice, Minnesota. My brother, Joe, who guarded the family farm that night, lives in Boulder, Colorado. Actually, Louisville, Colorado. And my little sister, Rita, lives in Minneapolis. And see if I mentioned everyone.
What was the first brother's name?
Paul.
Paul
and Diane still farm the land.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's always so much fun to go back there and reminisce.
Okay, and then would you also give me the names of your aunts and uncles?
Yes.
The Miller.
My my wedding was sort of a disaster because we just pulled everything together. And the reason we went ahead with it is because my husband and I had made plans to go to Europe. And we couldn't change those plans. I had the month off from the airline that I worked with. And my husband was a teacher, and he had taken the remainder of that year off so we could spend a month in Europe. Wow. So it was pretty difficult to try and change the date. And my brothers and my father did not feel well because they had been working so hard on the cleanup of the farm. They immediately had a large mobile home put on the property to house them. And my uncle, Don Irwin, an electrician here in Waseca, was out there hooking everything up for them so they could have power. And it was a lifesaver for them to be able to have the whole family together working.
Do you know of other families that did that same thing, to moved a mobile home?
I don't know. I do know that our neighbors across the road, Adeline and Chester Herps, left the farm and never returned.
Oh.
So they were pretty traumatized.
Yeah.
There was no question with my mother and father that they would rebuild everything. And they talked about it that very night.
Yes.
Before, or maybe because they probably didn't sleep much, but they planned everything.
Did the farm lose cows, pigs?
I don't recall. My father at that time did not have cows, but there could have been some hogs on the farm. But other than that, it was mostly crops.
Yes,
that he had just that he was doing
planted probably less than a month.
I'm not sure. My brother Paul might know when the planting was done, but it was they worked so terribly hard to get everything ready that year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you very
much
for talking to us.
Thank you, Sheila.